We continue our learning. We're in Rosh Hashanah. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Now, our Mishnah is going to list certain areas where the city of Yerushalayim was superior to the city of Yavneh regarding the blowing of the shofar. One of those areas is, which our Mishnah is not going to address, but the first of those is that in Yerushalayim, they would blow the shofar even if you were not in the presence of a Beis Din. And in Yavneh, they would blow the shofar only Bifnei Beis Din. Remember, we had mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai instituted that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you could blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos in a Beis Din. According to Rabbi Lazar, only in Yavneh, where the Sanhedrin HaGadol was. And according to others, no, it didn't necessarily have to be in Yavneh. It could be other places where there was a Beis Din. But either way, it was only Bifnei Beis Din. In Yerushalayim, you could blow the shofar even Shalom Bifnei Beis Din. Now, to understand our Mishnah, we should introduce the following. And that is that our Mishnah fits in a little bit better according to the Rambam's interpretation of the Mishnah of the previous Mishnah. If you remember, we said that according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says Mikdash, that it would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos in the Mikdash, but not in the Medina. The Rambam's interpretation of Mikdash, his definition, is the entire old city of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim itself is called Mikdash. That's true when it comes to the mitzvah of Lulav as well, which we learn in Sukkah and we'll learn in the next Mishnah too. But that is his definition of Mikdash. According to Rashi, Mikdash only means the Beis HaMikdash proper. Our Mishnah, as we'll see, is a little bit difficult to understand according to that interpretation. Says our Mishnah the following. V'odzos hoyso Yerushalayim yisera al Yavneh. Besides that that area, which we mentioned where Yerushalayim is superior over Yavneh, with respect to the blowing of the shofar shachol b'shabbos, where in Yerushalayim we would blow even shelo bifnei Beis Din, and in Yavneh only bifnei Beis Din, there's another difference. Shekol ir shehi ro'ah v'shomas ukrova v'yichol olavo token. When it came to Yerushalayim, you could blow the shofar if you had the following criteria. If you had a city that, number one, could see Yerushalayim, which of course excludes a city that may be close, but it's in a valley. Vishomas means that you could hear the shofar that was being blown in Yerushalayim, which would exclude a city that may be on a very high mountain that maybe could see Yerushalayim, but could not hear the shofar from there. It'd have to be krova, close, which means it has to be within the tchum, and also yichol olavo. You could have a city that's within the tchum, but there's a river, let's say, that's separating you, and you can't get across. So then you're not close enough, so to speak, to Yerushalayim to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos. Uve Yavneh, though, Mishnah says, lo ayu token ela b'Beis Din b'Vad. And Yavneh would only blow in the Beis Din and Bifnei Beis Din, as opposed to Yerushalayim, where if you were close and you could hear and you could see and you could potentially could get there, walking and you weren't you didn't have this river, let's say, as a barrier, you could blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos in any of those cities, even though you weren't Yerushalayim proper. Yavneh, you had to be in the Beis Din. Now, as we said, this Mishnah makes a lot more sense according to the Rambam, that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos in the entire city of Yerushalayim, the entire old city. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying that Yerushalayim was unique in that you didn't have to only be in the city. If you saw the old city, you could hear, you were close, Yecholim Lavo, etc. And Rashi, interestingly, says, the way he interprets the Mishnah, which makes it that much more difficult, he says, you know, V'odzos hoyso Yerushalayim ba'oda bivinyana. When Yerushalayim was built, when the city was built, it was superior to Yavneh in the sense that you could blow the shofar not only in the city, but even in other areas that were close, that could see, etc. What do you mean? But according to Rashi, you couldn't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos in the city, in the old city of Yerushalayim. That's what the simple reading of the Mishnah is. Yeah, when Yerushalayim was Bivinyana, you could blow in the whole city. Yeah, not only that, even in areas outside the city, if you could see and you could hear it, Krova and you could go. According to Rashi, you could only blow in the Mikdash. The Mikdash meant the Mikdash proper. So how do we understand the Mishnah? So the Balei HaTosfos say that, we're talking about Yerushalayim after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Between the Churban Beis HaMikdash till the time when the Sanhedrin eventually made it to Yavneh, so during that small time period, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Ravid learns that way as well. In his critique to the Rambam, Hilchos Shofar Perek Beis, he says the following, says the Ravid, and I quote, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Lo hayu token ela b'mikdash, which is like Rashi learns against the Rambam, aval bizman shecharev, but when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, token b'chol hasamuchla, you could blow not only in the old city of Yerushalayim, but even if you were samuch Yerushalayim. And that was unique about the city of Yerushalayim after its destruction, as opposed to Yavneh, where you could only blow a Bifnei Beis Din. Now, the problem is, and the Baal Tosfos Yontif raised this question, that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said very clearly that we're speaking about what Yerushalayim was like, Bivinyana, when the Beis HaMikdash had been built, and it had these qualities over Yavneh. So, once again, that implies that in the city of Yerushalayim proper, the old city of Yerushalayim proper, not only the Mikdash, you could blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chol B'Shabbos, but it's against what Rashi said in the previous Mishnah. That's only like the Rambam, that Mikdash meant the whole city. And therefore, the Tosfos Yontif says the way to explain the Mishnah according to Rashi means the following. You have to say that even when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was something unique about Yerushalayim. And that was the following. When it came to the Mikdash, so you could listen according to Rashi, where there's a difference between Mikdash and Yerushalayim. When it came to the Mikdash itself, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so they would blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos, even when Beis Din was not sitting. Because there's the rule, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, so you could blow the shofar. But in Yerushalayim, in the whole old city, even Rashi would agree that there was something unique when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, but they would only blow the shofar when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis Din was sitting in the Mikdash, in the Lishkas HaGazis, which means up until the afternoon. The Beis Din would not be sitting beyond that time. So in Yerushalayim proper, they would only blow when the Beis Din was sitting. But in the Beis HaMikdash itself, they would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos even when the Beis Din was not sitting, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Nonetheless, Yerushalayim was superior to Yavneh. In what way? Yerushalayim, they would blow when Beis Din was sitting, as we said, until the afternoon. But that could be done bein bifnei Beis Din, bein shelo bifnei Beis Din. If Beis Din was sitting, if it was up until before the afternoon, so then you could blow in the old city of Yerushalayim, even according to Rashi, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, you could blow even shelo bifnei Beis Din. And any city that could see and hear and was close, etc., had that same halacha. In Yavneh, after the Churban, of course, they would only blow on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Bifnei Beis Din. So even according to Rashi, there was a difference between Yerushalayim had a certain status over Yavneh, the old city, maybe not the same status as the Mikdash, but certainly a status over superior that of Yavneh. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Barishona, this Mishnah, by the way, the entire Mishnah we learned in Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, but because of the previous Mishnah that spoke about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so we're speaking about his takana, we're going to bring this mission again regarding the halach of lulav. Barishona hayah lulav nital b'mikdash shiva uvamedina yom echad. Originally, the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, and in the Medina outside the Mikdash only for 1 day. Once again, say machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi as to what Mikdash means. According to the Rambam, the taking the lulav in the Mikdash all 7 days refers to the entire city of Yerushalayim. There's a mitzvah because it says Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'okechem shivas yamin. In front of Hashem, you should take the dalan minim for all 7 days, which is why we mentioned we learned Sukkah, that there are those who are a makpid today to go to the old city, let's say on a day of Chol HaMoed, to come to the Kotel with dalan minim to fulfill the mitzvah of dalan minim l'fnei Hashem, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, at least according to the Rambam's interpretation of what Mikdash means. So, either way, originally, the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, and in the Medina only the first day. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheilulav Nito Bamedina Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. He made a Zechel HaMikdash Takana, and that is what we do today. We take the lulav all 7 days. Then we Durabanan. The first day is Doraisa. The last 6 days are Durabanan, but Zechel HaMikdash, we do it all 7 days. Why do we need a Zechel HaMikdash? Pasuk Yemiyor Perak Lamed, Tzion He, Doresh Ein La. There are people, no one's seeking out. Yemiyor is saying, Hashem's telling us, no one's seeking out, no one cares about the city of Tzion, about Yerushalayim. So that implies, obviously, we're supposed to seek it out. And one of the ways we do that is through a Zechel HaMikdash. But, of course, on Shabbos we don't bring it because of, even though it's if it's 7 days, we have a takana because of Gzera Shema Yaveron Adalan Amos, the Gzera Duraba. So that was a takana of Rami Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he made another takana. And that is, Visheyehe Yehon Yom Hanef Kulo Aser. The day of Hanafas HaOmer, the day of the waving of the Omer, the barley flour carbon that was brought on the 16th of Nisan, which through the bringing of that carbon now, that allowed the new grain, the barley grain which was ready, and the new grain to be used, the chadash is now allowed. So that entire day, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken that it's usher to eat from the new grain. What was that about? So we remind ourselves at least of one way to understand this Mishnah, this line. And that is that Midoraisa, when are you allowed to eat from the new grain? Once the Kohanim brought that barley offering, the Korban Omer, whenever that was brought, 9 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, whenever that was brought, after that time, that triggered the Heter to eat the Chadash, to eat the new grain. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there's no Korban Omer, so now we have to go back to the Psukim to see when are we allowed to eat from the new grain when there's no Korban. So if you look at Psukim, it said, the Torah says, Ad etzem hayom hazeh. So it says, Ad havyechem es korban elokechem. That's when you have a korban. But if you don't have a korban, so the Pasuk says, V'lechem v'koli v'charmel lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. What's etzem hayom hazeh? So according to one interpretation, etzem hayom hazeh means the beginning of the day, means at Netzach Hama. So at Netzach Hama, when there's no korban, I should be able to eat from the new grain right when the day starts, right at sunrise. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid of the following. Mehera yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will hopefully very quickly be rebuilt. And what are people going to do? They're going to start eating from the new grain after Netzach Hama. Because they'll say, that's what we did last year and the year before. Not realizing, yeah, last year there was no Korban Omer. So you didn't have to wait for the Korban Omer. But now there's a Korban Omer. You have to wait till it's brought. In order to avoid that problem, he said, you know what? No eating from the new grain the entire 16th day of Nisan. That was his takana sheye yom hanef kulo aser. Now, based on the Mishnayos, you notice that there are similarities between this takana of lulav and takana of shofar, but not exactly. Think about this. The taking of the lulav on the first day was doche Shabbos, even in the Medina, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. But Tkiyah Shofar was not Doche Shabbos in the Medina. It was only Doche Shabbos in the Mikdash. So that, and even when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a difference between Lulav and Shofar, that Netilas Lulav was not Doche Shabbos even on the first day. And yet, Tkiyah Shofar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a misak, and you could blow on Rosh Hashanah Chol B'Shabbos, even in a Beis Din. So why do we have this difference? Well, there's a difference between Lulav and Shofar when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and after the destruction. Why this difference? So let's talk about when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Tkiyah Shofar is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It was Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of Tishrei. They didn't know the Kfiyas HaChodesh except in the Mikdash, and maybe Yerushalayim. But in the Medina, where they didn't know that it was definitely Rosh Hashanah, so they had to, and they were celebrating the Chag, Rosh Hashanah Misafek, they started not doing Malacha, thinking maybe tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, but they weren't sure, and the next day as well. So you can't blow shofar on Shabbos Misafek, because it may be, we know it's Shabbos, but we're not sure it's Rosh Hashanah. So if you're not sure it's Rosh Hashanah, they're blowing the shofar, shouldn't be Doche Shabbos when you're not sure. Ah, but Sukkot, by Sukkot's time, the people in Medina knew, maybe not in Bavel, but the people outside the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, in parts of Eretz Yisrael, they knew when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei had been. It's been 2 weeks already. So everyone knew that the first day of Sukkot is really the day of Sukkot and the day to fulfill Mitzvah Lulav. So therefore, Min HaTorah, we know it's Sukkot, and the Tilas Lulav on that first day could be Docha Shabbos, even in the Medina. That's when there was a Beis HaMikdash. After the Korban, so there's another thing to consider. Tkiya Shofar, every person, when it comes to Tkiya Shofar, every person could be Yotze by having one person blow for everyone. Not everyone has to pick up a shofar, but lulav, everyone has to pick up a lulav. You can't be motzi someone else in the midst of a lulav. Everyone has to pick up the lulav himself. So where there's a Beis Din, the Chachamim said, you know, we're not going to make a gzera. The Beis Din Azrizim, they're careful, they're cautious. They'll make sure that the person blowing the shofar for everybody to listen to is not going to carry it. But a lulav, mitzvahs for everybody, so that's something that we have to be more concerned with. So therefore, Yochum and Zakkai made a takon. His takon was what? That we should blow the shofar wherever there's a Beis Din. But the lulav with Gzera was, it should never be Docha Shabbos anywhere. Additionally, lulav is taken also the other days of Sukkot. So, okay, you don't take it on Shabbos, not the end of the, even though it's the first day, not the end of the world. But shofar, if you don't allow shofar, so then there's a concern that it's only Rosh Hashanah, it's only one day, maybe you'll forget the mitzvah of shofar completely. Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean? Rosh Hashanah was also 2 days, but Min HaTorah is only one day. Therefore, we have to be more careful to blow the shofar. In addition, shofar is there for his Zikaron. Remind Hashem, it's days of tshuva, days of judgment, a little bit more than lulav, and therefore there's more reason to allow the shofar to be Docheh Shabbos than lulav.